Joe Biden to return to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Thursday. By Jerome Hudson on May 20, 2020. CBS Late Night host Stephen Colbert once begged Joe Biden to make a White House run. Now the basement-dwelling presumptive Democratic presidential nominee is set to return to Late Night on Thursday. Biden's fifth appearance on Colbert's show will be remote and comes as the former vice president has been holed up in his basement for nearly 70 days. Forced to campaign from home, in response to the Chinese coronavirus, Biden's run has been riddled with gaffe-filled quarantine campaign events. His Colbert appearance also coincides with fresh polling that shows Biden underwater with independent voters in a head-to-head with President Trump in battleground states. In 2015, Colbert said he realized that Biden announcing a run would be an emotional decision but acknowledged that it would also be emotional for a lot of people if he didn't run. "You will be sorely missed in the race," Colbert said. Biden has all but conceded that his vice presidential pick would need to be ready step in on day one, should something happen to him. Even the Associated Press admits that Biden is already talking about not serving as president for long, should he assume office. But with countless examples of Biden making one gaffe after another, it'll be interesting to see if Colbert grills Biden on his ability to lead. The late-night host hasn't hesitated to do so in the past. "Mr. Vice President, you want to talk about issues, but a lot of people want to talk about your gaffes," Colbert told Biden last September. "In the last few weeks, you've confused New Hampshire for Vermont," said Bobby Kennedy and MLK were assassinated in the late 70s, and assured us, "I'm not going nuts, are you going nuts?" Late Night with Stephen Colbert airs at 11:35 EST on CBS. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.